Yep, I'm ready.
Guy, I have Terry on the line.
Okay, hi, Terry.
Hi, Guy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. I was wondering, I asked for Twitter fan questions, and I got 1,000. So one of the fans, yeah, they were wonderful. When the fans wanted to know if you purposefully brought a more of a maturity to Will, as previously Will was kind of easily manipulated, he kind of went with the flow, and it's, Will just seems like he knows what he wants out of life now.
Yes, I agree, and it was, I did feel, you know, that it was time, you know, for Will, not that I wanted to make him, you know, mature in every sense of the word, but he's a young man, you know, the thing is, he isn't a kid anymore, and he's been through so much, you know, as a character, so many high points, so many low points, a lot of adversity, and, you know, I think that any human being who goes through that amount of adversity eventually gets wise to the world, and, you know, I didn't want him to get too hard, you know, to harden too much, but, you know, I think it is time that he becomes more of a man, or at least becomes wanting to be more of a man, you know, more of a leader as opposed to someone who is at the, you know, at the whimsy of another character's, you know, plans or schemes. You know, I want him to be a little more independent outwardly.
Oh, good. Did you do any special preparations for Will accepting Sonny's wedding proposal?
Special preparations? Not really. I did it because when I read the story, when I first read the story, you know, Will was not, you know, heavily expecting it or expecting it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, you know, the most magical, those types of moments are most magical when there is a spontaneity to them. And, you know, so certainly as an actor, you know, obviously I knew what was coming. I had to prepare the scene. But as far as the event itself, when Sonny drops down to, you know, to one knee and then, you know, there's this discussion about what's the best way to do this, those were to me, like, they were wonderfully written moments, you know, between two characters doing the best that they can to be the best people that they can to one another. And I think those moments are most endearing when they're as, you know, spontaneous and even as awkward as possible. And so for a lot of those moments, I welcomed, you know, any kind of awkwardness that would arise. So I didn't want to over-prepare, if only for those reasons.
Yes, that's true. Proposals, no matter who's doing it, they're awkward. So, it's something that's not awkward is Will's relationship with Marlena, his grandmother. And I was glad to see that Will discussed getting married to Sonny first with his grandmother. And I was wondering what that was like, developing a relationship with Deidre Hall.
Yeah, that, to me, has been one of the most indispensable resources for me, is working with Deidre Hall and you know, receiving her take on the evolution of the relationship between Will and Marlena. You know, as soon as I came on, you know, we sat down and she said, you know, Chandler and I, you know, had so much fun, you know, creating this dynamic and making this relationship our own. And she said, you know, first of all, you know, you're not Chandler. Don't think that you need to, you know, to imitate him, but insofar as Will Horton, you know, and Marlena are concerned, this is their history, you know, and this is, you know, how each character serves as a resource to the other character. And so having that information off the bat and then just being able to work with Deidre Hall, who's, you know, a phenomenal actress, really made it easier and less intimidating to jump into those scenes, you know, with an actress, you know, of such a high caliber as Deidre Hall.
Yes, fans are wondering how it's like working with the Ari twins, and do you have any baby experience to draw on?
Baby experience? It's not that I was, you know, without baby experience, but up to this point, I've not spent so much time or, you know, regular time, you know, working with such young little actors. I adore the twins. They're so lovely and beautiful, and they're naturals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're exceedingly calm, and when they do, you know, get upset, you know, it's gotten to a point now where it feels to me, at least I'd like to think that, you know, I have a familiarity with them that, it doesn't take them too long to calm down. When I first started, you know, sometimes when they'd hand them off to whether, you know, whether it was me or to Freddie, there'd be a little separation anxiety because, you know, first they're with their mom and now they're with these, you know, strange men. But, you know, after a while, you know, you do enough work with them and they, you know, I'd like to think that they recognize me at this point. But it's I love doing the scenes with them.
Okay. I was on your Twitter today. I was wondering, what were you, Freddie Smith, and Casey Moss doing on game night? What do you guys play?
Oh, okay, so this is a game. I had never played this game before. And it was this is Freddie's idea. I'm not sure where he learned it, but it's a dice game, and it's called Left, Right, and Center. And it's you basically take three dice, and you sort of, like, just put tape and sort of, you know, like a just sort of relabel them. So there's, like, an R, an L, and a C, you know, for right, left, and center, and then just a blank one. And everyone starts out, I'll try to give you the abridged version, everyone starts out with these three poker chips, and everyone rolls the dice, it's turn rolling the dice, and, like, let's say you get two R's and one L, then you have to pass two chips to the right and one to the left.
Oh.
If you get a dice that says C for center, you have to put a chip in the middle. And so eventually all the chips end up in the middle, and whoever is the last person with chips wins. And, you know, so we have, like, a little pot of, like, $20 or something fun like that. But it's a kind of an exciting game because there's no real skill involved in the luck of the dice, which is great when you've got a big group for game night.
And I saw your tweets, too, about South Africa. What could you tell me about your experiences there?
Oh, of course. I first really began to learn about South Africa years ago. I was in a relationship with someone who was from South Africa, and one of the things we ended up doing was you know, going back and visiting and staying with her family, and I was there for almost 2 months and fell in love with it, and through her and her experience, just learned a lot about the country, and although, you know, I had known a lot about its, you know, history, you know, sort of peripherally, like really coming to know the history of another country that is, you know, really quite new to its social independence and to its liberty. It was just a very rejuvenating experience, and I just sort of fell in love with the cultures. There's so many cultures there, and just the rich tapestry of life. And it's beautiful, and I don't know. Everything about it just seems like a magical place. And you know, it's going through an election right now that I've been following, and I also know that, you know, increasingly a lot of you know, American film productions are going over to South Africa because of their tax rebates. And that, to me, is also very interesting because I'd love to have a chance to go, you know, make a film over there or do something work-related. So it's just, to me, it's something, it's a country I'd like to have, you know, as part of my future in some capacity, either as, like, an escape or, you know, a place of business. But we'll see.
Oh, that's interesting. And I see you're going to be producing this year?
I am. Well, I'm producing a short film with a friend of mine, and also starring in it. And that's been a really fun experience. That's been my first time as a producer and going through, you know, navigating the business side of things. And it's officially done. It's in post production, and we're hoping to have a polished product out early spring, and hopefully get it into some festivals and see what happens with that.
Oh, that sounds great. Did producing help you learn, develop more as an actor, I guess? Did it influence the way you act now?
That's a great question. What I'd say it's done is it's sort of expanded, you know, whereas, you know, at once, you know, as an actor, I focused on, okay, I'm an actor, you know, it's all about, you know, relationships and story. And now having worked as a producer, it's sort of like my... How would I say this? My comprehension of a project as a whole is expanded, you know, and I realize just when it comes to putting together a project, the amount, you know, just sort of the vastness of different personalities that go into it. And so insofar as my acting is concerned, it's really made me more aware of personalities and of how different, you know, dynamics, you know, can affect the storyline or can affect, you know, the choices an actor makes. One of the rules I had in producing this short film was casting and, you know, bringing together a cast, you know, to work with. And, you know, thinking about it that way, it really brought home how, you know, people's natural energies, you know, sort of bounce off each other when it comes to bringing a story to life.
Carrie, do you want to wrap it up with the final question, please?
Sure. Guy, do you have any messages to the Will fans and the Wilson fans out there?
Oh, just my, just how touched I am with how people are responding to the direction of the story, and just the joy I find, you know, when people, you know, look to connect on Twitter. It means a lot to me, and just keep watching because there's more stuff coming up.
Okay. Thank you so much, Guy and Nicole. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.